You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday. WSW, worship song of the week.
You arrive with me with a melody. You surround me with the song of deliverance from my enemies, to lull my pain to God.
Welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week. My name is Ejiro Osakede, and I'm so happy to be here today. Now, I need you to pay attention to the sound that you're hearing from here right now, because I deliberately came outside in the open to do this recording today, you know, just to kind of capture the morning. Listen, can you hear the birds? Yeah, I wish you could feel the breeze as well. Yeah, so in case you hear the sound of a car passing or something, yeah, that's like because I'm literally outside in the compound, and I'm really grateful for this beautiful Sunday morning. I hope you are too, and I hope you've had a very productive week. So this morning, all right, so let me just tell us a little story. So, late into the week, just before we got into the weekend, my mind started playing some tricks on me. You know, I received some sort of news, and you know, I was worried. I became worried. I allowed worry into my mind, and you know what the Bible says in Philippians 4? It's like, be anxious for nothing. Well, that scripture kind of flew out of my mind at the moment, you know, and I was a bit anxious there. And so I had to deliberately check, you know, like, why am I so anxious and all of that. And so I took out time, you know, to stay up late one of the days of the week. I think it was Thursday or so, I'm not sure. You know, I stayed up late. I was reading a particular book for a course I was currently going through. And so when I was done reading, then I watched a video, you know, from one of the several thought leaders that I follow online. And you know, from there I decided to check my Instagram page with the intention, when I checked the page, the intention was to see, just scroll through and see if I had any deletable content. And as I was scrolling down, I stopped at January. I saw a video and I stopped to look at what the video was saying. And that was how I got into, you know how you get into Google sometimes to search for something and it just becomes like 5 years later, you're still searching from one thing to the other. You know, and I saw that video. And so I watched a couple of videos I did in January. And I just started to smile. Like, wow, Ejiro, you entered into 2020 with so much expectation, with high hopes, you know, I came into this year knowing that this was a spectacular year. This was a significant year, you know, the beginning of a new decade and all of that. So I came prepared, like, wow, I was going to smash my goals and do a lot of fearful stuff. I wasn't going to allow anything stop me. I remembered I started the year running every day and sharing my journey. And in the process, I also coached, you know, a friend of mine who wanted to start running. And so I held her by the hand. And we did a couple of amazing stuff that month, you know. And this is July. And the truth is, when I checked all those things and I saw some of that, and I watched some of those videos and I saw some of the things I shared, I was encouraged. And I was so happy, like, wow, are you serious that I've said all of these things this year? I remember that I was encouraging a lot of people not to give up on their dreams, not to give up on their hopes, not to listen to naysayers, just to keep going a little step every day, you know, little successes every day culminate into bigger successes. And all of those things just kind of brightened my heart. I was so happy that I did that. It was a reflective moment for me right there, you know. But still, my head and my heart were not connecting the dots. And so I went to the original source of all things, because it is this peace that passes all understanding that makes all the difference, you know. And so I started looking into my journal as well to see if I could get anything, to see if I was off track, you know, from some of the things that I've written down that I wanted to accomplish this year. And then I didn't actually get to whatever it is I wrote down this year. You know, but of course, I knew this year was a year of learning from me, of growing, of becoming, of evolving and all of that, you know. So I've constantly put myself in a place where I am learning and I'm applying and I'm growing. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast, but I'm constantly on the move to being a better version of myself, you know. And so when I checked my journal, I saw some devotionals I did earlier in the year, and, you know, amazingly, one of the days I read, you know, from my journal was a particular day where, in that one day, two of the journals I was, you know, reading were talked about the issue of fear, you know, and one of them mentioned that we can feel the fear, but we shouldn't allow it control us. While the other one mentioned that when we are afraid in a particular area of our lives, it is a pointer to the fact that we probably don't trust God in that area yet. And so it's a pointer or a nudge to the fact that we need to grow our faith in that area. And so I was like, oh, wow. So it spoke to me, or spoke to the way I was feeling at the time. And so I prayed to God and like, God, please help my trust. And then I went to bed. And then the next morning when I woke up, my, you know, quiet time, I am in the book of Proverbs and Hebrews. And so when I read the book of Hebrews, the chapter I was meant to read in Hebrews was chapter 11, which talked about faith, you know. And for me, I think the opposite of fear is faith. If fear is there, faith cannot stand, you know. Both of them cannot be in the same place together. Yeah, so I was encouraged again when I read through the, you know, the account of the heroes past, how they, through faith, you know, received the promise. And for some of them, they didn't even get to enter into the promise. They only saw it and they stood by it and it was counted to them for righteousness. And so I was encouraged in my spirit. And that's why I'm like, you know what? And when you think about the concept of worship, it's not just about the song, yeah? It's more about your mindset towards God and glorifying God. And that's why I started with that song. I'm no longer, you know, a slave to fear, which is a declaration of me silencing the negative part of my mind or the fearful part of my mind, you know, just silencing that and declaring that I am a child of God and I'm not going to let fear come in between me and my God and my, you know, testimony. So I really do hope that, I want to encourage you this morning, if you are in that space as well, please, whose report will you believe? I hope that you're going to check into the word and gain some sort of strength, you know, and clarity, and let his peace, which passes all human understanding, rule your mind. Thank you so much for being here today. I really do hope that this episode reaches out to you and ministers to you. God bless you. And it just brings me to say, God has been so good in 2020. I mean, regardless of everything that has happened, he's been an amazing father. And I just want to say, All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. I hope you will too. I pray you a very productive week. I pray you a week full of faith, that fear would not have a space in your heart, that you are going to look into the word of God and hold on to faith and send out fear. Okay? Have a blessed week. Have a beautiful week. Have a fearless week. Have a faith. Feel weak. I love you, but remember that God loves you way more. Until I come your way again next week, we get another episode of WSW. Remain blessed. Bye-bye.